What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 65 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Ferrari and one of their newest models, the SF90 Stradale. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So ladies and gentlemen, this is actually a pretty serious episode. The reason why is because Ferrari is actually getting serious about joining in the EV and electric EV and hybrid vehicle market. Why is this a big deal? Because they said they were never going to do it. Not too long ago, they did say, we will never build the hybrid and electric car. Forgive my Italian accent. But they did say that. And then they came out with the LaFerrari, which is a hybrid. It's not a full plug-in hybrid, but it is a hybrid. Now, fast forward to the SF90 Stradale, it is a full-on actual plug-in hybrid, which what does that mean? You can actually go into full electric mode, which is actually huge because just like every other company, they're adapting, and Ferrari is as stubborn as they are, and everyone knows it. It's true. They are a very stubborn company, but the fact that they're even adapting to what's in the current times we're in is a good thing as well. So we got a lot to go over. So let's dive right into all these specs. Like I said, it is a fully plug-in hybrid. You have four driving modes available to you. The very first one is called E-Drive. And what that is, that's electric only. It's just on the batteries of the car. So you have a 16-mile range and a top speed of 84 miles per hour, which is actually going to be perfect for, you know, a short commute if you needed to run a couple errands, or if you live really close to your job, maybe CEO, entrepreneur, if you have this kind of car. But anyway, it's definitely good around town or short commutes, you know, get to work back and forth. E-Drive is going to be pretty good in this car. You have hybrid, which is like most hybrid cars. You're going to go back and forth between the engine and the electric battery for best fuel MPG, which you're probably not going to get the best MPG in this car, but it is there. You also have performance mode, which is just going to be using the V8 in this car to charge the electric batteries, and we'll get to the specs of that V8 in just a moment. Last but not least, qualify is the final driving mode in this car, and it is all out performance. You're going to use the V8 in this car plus all three of the electric motors to produce every ounce of power you can get from this car, and we'll go over the specs of qualify mode in just a brief moment. But those are the four driving modes you do have. Speaking of performance and getting to this V8, it is a turbocharged 4-liter V8. Now, the V8 alone is going to produce 769 horsepower and 590 foot-pounds of torque, and that's just the V8. The additional 217 horsepower and from the three electric motors comes give you a total of 986 horsepower total, and that's from two electric motors that are going to be packed in the front while one is located into the back of the car. The car is going to use an 8-speed dual clutch automatic transmission, and then your 0 to 60 time is 2.5 seconds, which is going to sound weird, but that's kind of normal for supercars nowadays to be under 3 seconds. You're going to have a top speed of 211. Keep in mind, this car is not built for top speed. It's not built for 0 to 60 in quarter mile times. This is definitely a track car. This car is built for you to set the fastest of lap times around the Nürburgring or anywhere else that you would like to go. Moving on to the exterior of the car, in my personal opinion, I see a lot of LaFerrari inspiration as well as 488 inspiration as well. Now, the car is definitely slippery and it is aerodynamic due to active aerodynamics and just how the car is shaped. The car is going to generate an additional 860 foot-pounds of downforce when you reach 155 miles an hour, which for this car is that quick. All this is due, again, I said, from aerodynamics. You have a pretty big S duct on the car. You're going to have a subtle rear ring, which the car is also going to use vortex generators to keep airflow at a constant and steady stream. So your air is not going to be all over the place while you're driving. It's going to be one smooth motion to be aerodynamic as possible. You're also going to have, for the exterior, you're going to have the newer mid-mounted exhaust system, which you can see from the 488. You're going to have almost these square-like tail lights, which I thought were rather interesting, a little bit different. For Ferrari, you're going to have a huge rear diffuser, and you're going to have some pretty dope five-spoke wheels on the car. Overall, looks phenomenal. Moving on to the interior, everything is pretty much redesigned and new. You're also going to have a 16-inch screen for the car. You have brand new heads-up display, and new steering wheel controls, too. Coming to price. Now, of course, it being a fast Ferrari and an extreme Ferrari, you know it's not going to be cheap. It's going to be a notch above the 812 Superfast, but it's going to be below the LaFerrari. So it's $1 million. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to put my guess out there. I'm going to say it's under $1 million. I changed my mind. It's going to be under $1 million. That's just my guess. I'm going to say $800,000, maybe $700,000, $800,000. Yeah, clearly not as much as a LaFerrari, but you know what? No, it's even tough to say. All right, I'm going to say it. I'm going to put a random guess out there. I could be right or I could be completely wrong. I'm going to say $800,000. That's my bet. I'm going to say $800,000. And ladies and gentlemen, for the SF90 Stradale, it's a very exciting car. It's fast, obviously. It's nice interior, exterior. I think it's a beautiful car all around. The fact that Ferrari is adapting to the electric vehicle and hybrid markets, very big news. Very big news. It shows everyone is getting on the same page, which will make Elon Musk happy, you know, creating a sustainable future. That's actually all we got for episode number 65, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to tune in, like on Facebook. Follow on Instagram. If you guys are checking out the YouTube channel and the podcast for the first time, feel free to browse, see what you like. If you like what you see, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. If you guys ever need anything from me, don't hesitate to ask. info@car5podcast.com. That's the email. Also, don't forget to tune in for episode number 66. We're going to be talking about the brand new C8 Corvette. And I think it's cool in some ways. I don't think it's cool in some ways. Maybe you guys will agree with me. Maybe you won't. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, if you guys are also looking for authentic brand merchandise, go ahead and check out the link in bio, www.tog.com. You guys want the sickest car merch out there that's legit from the manufacturer? I got you guys. Have a good night and have a blessed evening. Thank you.